ויש עין זין, סיב דלת, מוטר להניח נר של שבת, מבורגל מרגבי אילון, ויגלת שום בשבת. When it's allowed to put a candle before Shabbos, not on Shabbos, Shabbos moving candles, mukhtah, it's an oil lamp, it can be a problem with mechaber. But before Shabbos, you're allowed to put it on the tree. What's the potential problem? The legal of mechaber, on Shabbos, since anyway this candle is mukhtah, we're not concerned when it goes out, you're going to take it off the tree. What's the problem of taking something off a tree? It's called Isser of Mishtavish Mechuba. Chazal means there, you're not allowed to climb up on a tree. Maybe you'll rip off a branch or a leaf. Not only that, they said you're not allowed to use the tree. You're not allowed to even hang something on the tree. It was like even bigger than this. You're not allowed to take something off the tree. So if the wind blew your hand onto a bush, you have to leave it till after Shabbos. And there, Shel Yom Tov Avgave Ilon, the Shokel, Omanaklev, the name of Mishtavish Ilon. And Yom Tov, which the candle or the remnants of the candle is not mukhtah, because you're allowed to light a candle on Yontif. Therefore, you're not allowed to put the candle on the tree even before Yontif, because when it goes out, you may take it off, and you'll be over the Isser of using a tree, the Shtamash tree. It's Isser both on Shabbos and Yontif. Isser of Ksira is also on Yontif also. So you're not allowed to rip off branches from the tree on Yontif also. This is a mutar likvois kor al gabe yaner, the Shabbos, deishel yechois ul bakoyer. If you have a candle with a fire too close to a wooden beam on top of it, you're allowed to take a pot that is made out of pottery and make a mechitza, separate between the fire and the wood so that it should not catch on fire. Yishbul says that if it's not made out of metal, you're not allowed to do it because it can get very hot. If it gets red hot, that's equivalent to lighting a fire. Now, question is, what is the shear of heat that this thing can get to in order to be considered that your organism is a of Mazir, as Pasha says, comes red hot, so which is equivalent to a fire. You could light a match with it with a red hot piece of metal. But the Chazanish came up with a tremendous Chiddush that even if it does not get that hot, as long as it gets to the Shir of Yad Tzeledizbo, it's possible that it has some type of din of a Chati Shir. Tremendous Chiddush, because Chati Shir usually is half of the Shir. Here, you never made it to the Melocha. So according to the Chazanish, for example, if you forgot to put your Blech on before Shabbos, to cover up the fire, we're not allowed to put it out on Shabbos because it has this chash of mavid. Could be if you're putting it directly on the fire, maybe everybody would agree that's a problem. Sif rei shayin ches. Mutar lechavetz haner b'shvil sheyish nacholes sheyish poitzah koneh. So, even though we paskin that to put out a fire, if you're just putting it out because you don't want the excess light, is a mlovah shein seichu l'gufin, and we paskin it's drabonon. Even so, it's not permitted to turn off a light for a chodesh ein b'sakona. Even though the opinions that permit is drabon for a chodesh ein b'sakona, but we see from here that this type of is drabon is not permitted for a chodesh ein b'sakona. But the chodesh yesh b'sakona is a situation, life-threatening situation. So, in such a case, you are allowed to put out the candles, you need to sleep, or whatever else is causing him a disturbance. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings a Rambam in Perash Mishnah that says a Chiddush. This heter, even for Chodesh Yesh B'Sakon, is only when you do not have another Eitzah. Because he says that if you have an Eitzah, that you can take the Choyla out to another room and leave the fire on, or cover up the fire, some man that can feed you to the fire, then the light, or taking the candle out to another room. All these things that you're doing a lesser of an Eitzah. Either no Eitzah at all, or even if you move the candle from one place to the next, it's only Muksa. That you do not have the heter to put out the candle. So this is a very Kiddush, that even though L'chaira, it is not as convenient to do these other things, the natural thing one would do by a Chodesh Eimba Sakona is to put out the fire. Generally, there is a Chaira later on that Chodesh Eimba Sakona, even the Kol Tzachov, you can do whatever you need to do. Here, you see that if there's a way to get out of it, then you have to do that. Kamuvan, if you take him to another room and it's going to get him all shaken up and mixed up, and it could be, make him more sick, then that's not nature. But talk about it. It's not a big deal to move him from one room to the next, or to move the candle out. Yeah. Now, there's a chiddush over here. Is this la'alocha or not? That's the Rambam said, it's preferable to move the candle out than put out the candle. How is it preferable? Yeah. There's room to say, maybe this is only the Rambam that should toss it, because the Rambam is more famous with Rufus, it's a deraisa. So, bad if you have an option of doing a deraponia, now it's a deraisa. But according to what we pass in, that Moshe's group is a drabona. So maybe in a chanani, but also, what's the difference between Talmud and Muksa? much into the goof of the Lameita, the halacha is maskana that even the halacha of Hayaz, because the halacha into the goof, even though we talk to the Rabbanim, we see that it's considered a more stringent type of the Rabbanim, and therefore the halacha remains that even Chodesh Yeshua Sakana, if you have an Eitzah of getting the light out, either by moving the Choyla or moving the light, or putting some Lachita between them, you have to do that. You cannot put out the Kamavan, Lav Davke, if he's already a Chodesh Yeshua Sakana, even a case that if he won't speak now, he can come to Sakana, that's also included in Chodesh Yeshua Sakana. If there's a situation of Choylim, a home based Choylim, that are Choylim She'en by Sakana, then there's room for discussion that it may be permitted to put out the candle. There was the room of a bunch of choylim inside of it. And you're not doing for one specific choylim, you're doing for a few choylim, then there's room for discussion to say that we permitted to put it out because there's aloha in Shana Medalin that you're allowed to put out a coal that is in which is a rabbin because the rabbin may be damaged by them, even though it's not chash sakona. But since it's a torah harabim, even for chash ainsa, the sakona is mutin. That's the aloha brings the svara. So comes up, ask a shayla.